of Grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is from Psalms chapter 4. And let us start off with a word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us. Father, what we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. May God be protecting us. May God be guiding us. May send in your Holy Spirit to come and be with us, to come and protect us in everything that we do. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let us go straight to Psalm chapter 4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayers. How long will your people turn glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false God? Know that the Lord has sent apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears him when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine upon us. Fill my heart with joy, with when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I lay down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. And this is our short wonder chapter for today. And what message do I have for you today? The first message that I have comes from verse 3. What does verse 3 say? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Amen. The Bible is telling us that all you, all those who are faithful, have a special place in God's heart. Amen. And the Bible today is encouraging us that we ought to be faithful. We ought to be faithful in our service to God, in our relationship to God. That is what will distinguish you from other people. Faith. What is faith? To me, faith is believing in what you cannot see. It's believing in the invisible. We may not see God, but we know that the Lord is always with us, is always watching us. That is faith. You may not know how to solve something, but you know that the Lord will take you through it, that all is going to be well. That is faith. And the Bible tells us that the Lord hears those who are faithful when they call to him. I mean, because you verse 4 says, tremble and do not sin when you are on your beds. Search your heart and be silent. Amen. Do not sin. Search your hearts. Be silent. These are the key words that I picked from that chapter. The Bible today is asking us that we have to search our hearts. We have to search what is it. Get a flashlight. What is making your heart weary? What is making your heart burdensome? What? The Bible there is telling us to look for the things that is affecting our relationship with God. What's that one thing that is destroying your relationship with God? What's that one thing not making you and your Lord be on the same page? What is that one thing? That's what the Bible today is asking of us. Can we see? Can we tell it to God? And after all that, remain silent. Why? Sometimes the Lord uses that silence that we are in to communicate with us. And sometimes because we are so noisy. And sometimes it may not be necessary physical silence. Sometimes it is a spiritual silence. Just because we are so noisy that we can't have time to hear, or we are not able to hear what the Lord is saying. And when you continue to verses 5, what does verse 5 say? Offer sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. What are you sacrificing to the Lord? Let's first start from there. It may not necessarily mean a materialistic or physical possession. You can sacrifice those bad habits that you have. If you have materialistic and physical possessions, well and good, that's fine. But if you do not have, what are you sacrificing? What are you surrendering to the Lord? Amen. What are you giving up for the sake of the Lord? And after giving up that, after sacrificing the Lord, do you trust Him? You're not going to say you trust the Lord when you pray for something right now and minutes after you're questioning over and over again. Don't misquote me. As human beings, we have that weakness. But there's a time when you start questioning and you ask yourself, but really? And let's only go to verse 7. It says, fill my heart with joy when the grain and new wine abound. I know sometimes we have all been through a lot. We have all, I don't even know how to put it. We have just been through a lot that we no longer have peace. Some of you have thought for happiness in every which direction. But the Bible is telling us that if we want joy, we should ask from the Lord. We should ask from the Provider. We should ask from the Alpha and the Omega. Because He is our maker. He is our manufacturer. He has everything we need in plenty. And that's what I had for you today. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 4. What message do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithallan. We really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life and thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. What we have gone through in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, Father Almighty, may you have mercy on us. May you continue protecting us. May you send in your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, to shed His precious blood on us and ever to cover us, to keep us in the right direction as we go on this journey of faith. We pray all this, believing and trusting in Your mighty name and that of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.